Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 2 days till Turkey Day. In 2 days, we'll be watching Lions-Packers, which is pretty cool. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is our friend Mr. Barstool Nate. What's up, Nate, dog? How you doing?
Good. Welcome back from vacation, JP. Look lovely.
You and I talked on the radio last week. I wasn't even on vacation.
That was not a shot. You looked like you had a lovely time at the water park.
The water park was hitting. There were three. Dude, I may have reached.
You were on vacation though, JP.
That's true. I was. There were three water slides. So this one, it was like a hotel had some water slides. It wasn't necessarily like a full out water park, but One of them was fully enclosed and was like pitch black. I'm too old for the pitch black, fully enclosed water slide. It made me dizzy.
Scared?
Not scared, but like.
Thought a snake was going to be in the water?
No. I don't have the constant fear of snakes you do. But
you thought you were going to get stuck because you're so fat these days?
No, but I. Damn. Thank you. It just made me dizzy. I think I'm too old for that. I don't know how else to describe it. I was fine in the open air ones, but not the complete dark pitch black joint. When's the last time you were on a water slide, Mr. Mitchell?
Last time I went to a park.
When was that?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Nate, we've been talking plenty of Thanksgiving. Maybe we get to that. Let's start with the football. They're obviously going to be back on the field this week. This Denver game looks one-sided. Certainly Vegas has them as a touchdown, 6-point underdog. What do you want to see from the Commanders over the final six games here?
Man, if you told me in September we'd be doing the what do you want to see over the next 6 weeks conversation, I'd be so sad, and I'm sad now. This season it just sucks, right? It just, nothing's gone our way. Everybody's hurt. Our franchise quarterback is, maybe practicing, won't play this coming up week in prime time. Terry hasn't seen the field since Nam. It's just, everything's terrible. I hate this season. It's one of the most depressing, forgettable, just blah, seasons I can remember. I don't know. What do you want to see? You want to see the guys compete and play well? You want to see the young guys do well? We can go through all the cliches, but it's so depressing to think about, being 3-8 after how wonderful and enlightening and just fantastic and the euphoria of last season, and now to come back to this. Super, super, super depressing. I can't wait for this season to be over so we can get on to next season with everybody healthy and get back to what we know we can be.
So a lot of what you're saying, I think, is how a lot of fans feel. Here's my – what I think matters a lot to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. They put this team together with a plan in place. They thought they had assembled a team to push Philly for the division, right? And a lot of those guys you're not going to get back that I think would have been big parts of that. I think like Dietrich Wise, Austin Eckler. But some of these guys you are going to get back. And I think, say in 2 weeks in Minnesota, you see Jaden, you see Terry, Will Harris. And I think it matters to Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, even if it's only a glimpse, that they see their plan working. That they see the team they put together be good, because if they don't get that glimpse, they got to wonder, what the hell did we try to do?
Well,
and maybe
the
they write it all off as injuries, but like at some point you look at the man in the mirror and it's like, dude, did I completely mess this up?
Here's the thing. I don't necessarily, you're not wrong, but this isn't, we're never going to see this season the team they put together. You know, Noah Brown gone, Luke McCaffrey, IR, you know, Jaden banged up still, even if he comes back, banged up. You know, we have guys like Treylon Burks and Robbie Tosin and just these guys on the practice squad. And then on the defense, same kind of thing. It's just, you know, Trey Amos, like IR, Marshawn Lattimore, never to be seen again. Will Harris hasn't played a snap in forever. It's just whatever comes out in Minnesota still isn't the team they put together. The team that they put together and will continue to put together, this is a very important offseason, by the way. Like, that won't be until next season. No matter who trots out of that tunnel in the final 6 weeks is not the team that they had in mind. And that's why I don't think this season defines what this franchise or what this team that they're building is. This season, last season, you can call an anomaly because everything went our way and bounced our way and the last second heroics and winning every close game. This season, the complete opposite. All the injury bad luck, all the bounces bad luck, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. So if last season people want to say, oh, it was a fluke, I don't think it was a fluke any more than this season is a fluke. I think the correct, you know, team is somewhere in the middle. But we're progressively getting better, not worse. The young players, like Luke McCaffrey, perfect example. People were already writing him off, saying, bust, shouldn't have been drafted. He showed up and showed out every opportunity until he got hurt. So when he comes back healthy, that is a piece of this team moving forward who's going to work with Jaden moving forward. So I think there's a lot to be excited for, despite being 3-8. But I'm not going to say, like, anything in the final stretch of the season defines anything with this team just because of how mismatched and thrown together the both lines are and the every, you know, wide receiver core is. It's just, there's just a lot of just, you know, just hand-me-downs going on right now.
I'm glad you said that about Luke, because I was making the case that when people wanted to jump and say Luke wasn't getting it done, you know, he was, I think, the 100th overall pick. He basically was a fourth rounder because these comp picks that come late or after the third round. And I was like, dude, if you get a dominant kick returner in the fourth round, that's a good pick. And like, people just don't understand the value of lots of different things. Like Jalen Lane, now granted, the punt returning hasn't been great in the second half of the year, but like, I think the quickness, there's a really interesting thing going on. Emmanuel Forbes is playing really well for the Rams. Yeah. He got a fresh start. He's playing well for the Rams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, people wanted to run Forbes out of town on a rail.
Oh, yeah, he was gone.
And now he's playing really well, and it's like, damn, they never should have got rid of him. See, they should have developed him here.
That's the thing about it. We have to get to a point where we don't allow revisionist history to operate in this arena. People always come back and say what they thought. I watched some people yesterday talking about what looked this mistake, and they were the main people saying he should be out of town. You know what I'm saying? A revisionist history don't work anymore. When Emmanuel Forbes should have been gone based on how he was playing here.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that. Yeah, Forbes played poorly in Washington. Is it necessarily his fault that he was forced to play one-on-one with, you know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith? No, he was not getting any help from the scheme or coaching staff. And, you know, I think he lost all confidence and he needed a change of scenery and a new coaching staff and a team. You know, the Rams are built great. You know, they get pass rush, which helps him so much in coverage. And when every piece of the puzzle comes together, you know, the defensive line getting pressure helps a corner like Emmanuel Forbes. It's how it works. When we were putting him in a scheme that he couldn't thrive in as a very raw corner and we weren't getting any pass rush, quarterbacks were sitting in the pocket picking him apart. So it was right place, right time for him to go to the Rams and succeed. He was not going to become a good player, in my opinion, in the situation in Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I agree with you. Another hot topic now is Brandon Ayuk. Seems like he's going to get a divorce from the Niners. Obviously, there's ties with Jaden and there's ties with Adam Peters. Where are you on the Ayuk pursuit?
We need a wide receiver who can make plays. We need a wide receiver so badly. Him and Jaden seem to be best friends. If we can get a game-changing wide receiver in our doors, I want him. Like, I don't even know how there's a different answer.
But he hadn't played since he got hurt.
That's fine. Like, that's what the offseason's for, right? Like,
he had a whole season. He was supposed to be playing this year.
He hasn't played since October of 24.
Now he's trying to run himself out of town from there.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with that situation, Nate.
There's something extremely wrong with that situation that I'm not sure we'll ever get an answer to. He's still a young, you know, under 30 wide receiver. He loves Jaden. Jaden loves him. I want him in Washington if you know, the price is right. I'm not, you know, breaking the bank for him, a guy who can't stay on the field. I don't know if he's, you know, problematic or whatever. I don't really care. We need a guy in the doors. If he wants to be here and Jaden likes him and he likes Jaden and he's not going to be an issue, sure, sign him up.
It'll be 28 in March. I'm not as high on Ayuk. Would you rather have Debo back or sign Ayuk?
I guess it all depends on internal. I don't know. That's a great question.
You stumped Nate, dog. Can't believe it.
Yeah. I don't. What do you got, B. Mitch? Who do you want?
I said it both a price. Like, Debo is with a price. Ayuk right now, like, the whole story of that thing where JP was talking earlier, he is at a point where he's not even trying to fight the fact that they're trying to
void
his contract, take his money. I don't know many people just say, take the $28 million. But you know what he's going to want? He's going to want that money back. So that's another problem you got to deal with. Then we're going to hear you say, we should have never bought him. All he wanted is money.
Dude, I tell you what, we had a caller call in, and I have no idea how feasible this is, right? But the staff that drafted him is no longer there, and he's had a very down season. Should Brian Thomas from the Jaguars be available? That to me, I mean, that's a third-year guy that played his college ball with Jaden and already had a ton of success in the NFL. Because the reality, when you look at free agent-to-be wide receivers, and I think we all agree that Jerry's going to get a deal done with Pickens, right? He's either going to tag him or get a deal done. Now, if Pickens actually hits free agency, he's by a mile the top target.
Yeah, he's great.
The reality, though, of free agent wide receivers – the top of the list is going to be Mike Evans, who will be 33. Then you're talking Christian Kirk, Debo, Jacoby Myers, Lazard, like Adam Thielen at 36 years old. Like, these guys generally don't get the
free
agents.
Draft somebody.
I think you draft speed.
I think we're at a point now where we got to stop wanting with somebody else. Somebody that was good somewhere else, had a good year, then they got hurt. We need to go roll the dice and get somebody, because receivers and cornerbacks are the two positions you can get in football these days. Because they playing that damn 7-on-7 stuff from the moment they're 6 years old. They run routes and they can cover.
Yeah, I would love if we drafted a wide receiver. You know, I would love Debo back. Ayuk, I think, would be great. Like, we need so much talent on offense. You can name anybody. I'm not going to say no to them. If the price is right, bring them all in. We just need God, I cannot do another year of Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen. I just can't do it.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate, it is Thanksgiving week, Nate Dogg. Are you coming home? You going to your brother's? What are you doing?
I will be in Virginia tomorrow, and then I'll be at the Caps game tomorrow night, and then Thanksgiving in Virginia on Thursday, then hanging out in Virginia till Saturday.
Okay. You always go to that.
Make sure
game.
I get to get out of town full naked.
The they're honoring Ovi, so get into the game early.
I will be. I'll see you there, right?
No, I have to work, dude.
Mm. Oh, I'm all ears.
I have all ears gets taped Wednesday nights, Nate Dogg.
I know. I'm a P1.
I appreciate it, dude. What is so? Does Mike cook? Who does the cooking?
We will be going to my sister-in-law's parents' house. I'll do some cooking when I get there on tomorrow.
What are you cooking?
Nothing.
I make stuffing. I make two different stuffings. I can send you the recipe. I make the stuffing from scratch.
You know that it's sausage, stale bread?
One without. Well, I toast it, of course. Yeah, I have a great recipe.
You make from scratch stuffing?
Every year.
What does your sister-in-law's parents think of you, Nate Dogg?
They love me. I am a delight.
Nate, I would love to talk. I'd love to be the fly on the wall.
Yeah, we
got to
get
really
them on the radio.
I'm great.
Nate, who?
Do they call you Eric?
They call me Eric, yeah. They call me my internet name.
What does your first plate of Thanksgiving look like?
So I'm a big Thanksgiving guy. There's nothing I don't eat at Thanksgiving. I pile it all on. You know, you go turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole, stuffing, cranberry sauce, cover it all with gravy, make a couple sandwiches with a couple rolls, eat some of it stacked on a fork, and then go back for seconds. I probably do my highest calorie day Thanksgiving without a doubt. I eat nonstop for, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right. Our AAA B. Mitchell Finley poll question of the day. What's the best part of Thanksgiving? Food, family, or football?
It's the food. You have football and family every other day also, but Thanksgiving food in that setting.
Now hold on. You're a hermit that lives in New York City.
Yeah,
and
you don't see
you
your family
never
ever,
see your
fool.
Family.
What are you talking about?
A lot by design here, guys. Like, a lot by design. but the feeling,
the design is that they don't want you to come home.
Well,
that was mean.
Nah, that's what therapy's for. But, you know, I love Thanksgiving. I love the environment. I love the feel. You know, like on bachelor parties, you can just drink more because your body and your brain knows it's a bachelor party, so it gets into another gear. I feel the same way about Thanksgiving and eating. Your body and brain just know this is it. This is the Super Bowl. And you just go in and you eat and you eat and you eat and you eat. I love it.
It's go time on Thanksgiving. Well, dude, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy the Caps game. I would like to see them get two in a row. Good win last night. Maybe you bring them another win tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, everything I've said about this team has been accurate. It's a great team. You know, they're on a roll right now, won 4 out of 5. And just going to keep it rolling straight into the playoffs in, you know, May. So,
If you see Joe B, tell him the Caps are undefeated in games in which he comes on the radio with us during the day.
I love Joe B. He's my favorite human I've ever met.
Joe B's the best. Thank you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Nate.
See you guys.
All right. See you, man. That's our boy Barstool Nate joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Going to talk a little football next. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. You can start a bill, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds. Because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. Listen, I got a new one for you here. I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs and King Henry to rush for over 80 yards, and then I'm going to pass it on. See what you got, JP. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.